Robin Hood. Robin lived in a town called Loxley. It was in the county of Nottingham in England. He was an important man in the town, so people called him Robin of Loxley. "He's Robin of Loxley," they said. Robin had a lot of land and many people worked for him. He was a kind man and he had many friends. People often said, "King Richard's a friend of his." But one day, King Richard called his brother Prince John into the throne room. He said, "I have to go to a country a long way away." "I understand," said John with a smile. "You must take care of England," said Richard. Prince John had friends all over England. The Sheriff of Nottingham was a friend of his. The Sheriff often told people, "Prince John's a friend of mine." After King Richard left England, the Sheriff wrote to Prince John, "Robin of Loxley is rich. I want to take his land." Prince John wrote back, "Good idea. Send men to his house. Put him in prison."
What happens next? Read and choose. 1. The Sheriff sent men to Robin's house. 2. The Sheriff sent a letter to Robin's house. Look at the next page. Check.
"He's Robin of Loxley. King Richard's a friend of his."
"I have to go to a country a long way away."
"I understand."
"You must take care of England."
"Prince John's a friend of mine." "Robin of Loxley is rich. I want to take his land."
"Good idea. Send men to his house. Put him in prison."
The Sheriff sent men to Robin's house. The leader asked the villagers, "Where's Robin of Loxley's house?" They pointed in different directions. "It's up there," one man said. "No, it's down there," a woman said. The villagers hated the Sheriff and they didn't want to help him. One man ran to Robin's house. "Robin! Robin!" he said. "The Sheriff's men are in town. You must run away." "Where to?" asked Robin. "Run into the forest," said the man. Robin ran into the forest. He had a terrible thought. "I can't go back to Loxley now. I'm an outlaw." An outlaw cannot live with people in a town because people will put him or her in prison.
What did Robin think next? Read and choose. 1. I'll go back to Loxley. 2. I'll live in the forest. Look at the next page. Check. "Where's Robin of Loxley's house?"
"It's up there."
"No, it's down there."
"Robin, Robin, the Sheriff's men are in the town. You must run away."
"Where to?"
"Run into the forest."
"I can't go back to Loxley now. I'm an outlaw."
Robin thought, "I'll live in the forest. There are many other outlaws here. I must find their camp." Robin walked through the forest for many hours. Finally, he came to a river. There was a narrow wooden bridge across the river. He started to cross the bridge. Suddenly, a huge man appeared on the other side of the bridge. The man said, "Get off my bridge." Robin said, "Who are you?" The man said, People call me Little John. Well, Little John, said Robin, it's not your bridge. It belongs to everyone. John said, Okay, come across the bridge, little man. Robin walked onto the bridge. John tried to hit him with a big stick. Take that, he said. But Robin moved quickly and John fell in the river. Robin was worried. He thought, he'll be very angry now. But the big man laughed and said, You're a clever man. Come and meet the Merry Men. The Merry Men? Asked Robin. Yes, said John. We're outlaws in this forest.
What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Robin went with Little John to meet the outlaws. 2. Robin left Little John and walked on through the forest. Look at the next page. Check. I'll live in the forest. There are many other outlaws here. I must find their camp.
Get off my bridge!
Who are you?
People call me Little John.
Well, Little John, it's not your bridge. It belongs to everyone.
Okay, come across the bridge, little man. Take that!
He'll be very angry now.
You're a clever man. Come and meet the Merry Men.
The Merry Men?
Yes, we're outlaws in this forest.
Robin went with Little John to the outlaws' camp. The outlaws were happy to see him. What's your name? Asked Alan, one of the outlaws. Robin of... Robin stopped and then said, Just Robin. Here, Alan said, you should wear this. He gave Robin a cloak with a hood. Now you're Robin Hood. They gave Robin food. He ate some, and then he said, This is deer meat. Alan said, Yes, we kill deer. Robin was worried. But the deer belong to the king, he said. Little John smiled and said, No, Robin, the deer belong to everyone, like the bridge. Robin said, You're right, the deer belong to everyone. Then he had an idea. We should help the poor people, he said. Do rich people come through this forest? He asked. Little John said, Yes, they do. Robin said, So we should take their money, their jewels and their expensive clothes. The outlaws were happy, but Little John said, How does that help the poor people?
What did Robin say next? Read and choose. 1. We'll take things from rich people and we'll give them to poor people. 2. We'll take things from poor people and we'll give them to rich people. Look at the next page. Check. What's your name? Robin of... Just Robin. Here, you should wear this. Now you're Robin Hood. This is deer meat. Yes, we kill deer. But the deer belong to the king.
No, Robin. The deer belong to everyone. Like the bridge.
You're right. The deer belong to everyone. We should help the poor people. Do rich people come through this forest?
Yes, they do.
So we should take their money, their jewels, and their expensive clothes.
How does that help the poor people?
We'll take things from rich people and we'll give them to poor people, said Robin. Of course, we'll keep a little money and a few jewels and clothes. The outlaws were very happy, and Little John said, You have good ideas. You should be our leader. The outlaws said, Yes. Robin became the leader of the outlaws. The next day, they stopped a big carriage with four horses. Inside, there was a rich man and a beautiful young woman. Robin said to the man, Give us your money. The man was very frightened, and he gave them his money immediately. Here, he said, take it. Robin said to the woman, Give us your jewels. The beautiful woman was not frightened. She said, No, I'll keep my jewels, but you can take me. The outlaws were surprised. What do you mean? Asked Robin. I'm Maid Marian, the woman said. This man's taking me to Nottingham, but I don't want to go. But we're outlaws, said Robin.
What did Marian say next? Read and choose. 1. I want to be an outlaw. 2. I want to go to Nottingham. Look at the next page. Check. We'll take things from rich people and we'll give them to poor people. Of course, we'll keep a little money and a few jewels and clothes.
You have good ideas. You should be our leader.
Yes!
Give us your money.
Here, take it.
Give us your jewels.
No, I'll keep my jewels, but you can take me.
What do you mean?
I'm Maid Marian. This man's taking me to Nottingham, but I don't want to go.
But we're outlaws.
I want to be an outlaw, said Marian. The sheriff wants me to marry a rich man called Guy of Gisborne, but I don't want to. Marian joined the outlaws. They were the merry men and a merry woman now. The sheriff was furious when he heard about Marian. I'm furious, he said. He sent many men into the forest. Go, he shouted. Bring me Robin Hood and Maid Marian. But his men never found the outlaws because they hid in trees and behind bushes. One day, a man came through the forest on a horse. Little John stepped into his path and said, Stop! Why are you riding so fast? The man stopped his horse. I have a message for the sheriff, he said. King Richard is back in England, and he's very angry with Prince John and his friends, like the sheriff. Little John said to the man, You can go. Tell the sheriff your news. Then he went and told the outlaws the news.
What did Robin say next? Read and choose. 1. That's wonderful. 2. That's terrible. Look at the next page. Check.
I want to be an outlaw. The sheriff wants me to marry a rich man called Guy of Gisborne, but I don't want to.
I'm furious. Go, bring me Robin Hood and Maid Marian.
Stop! Why are you riding so fast?
I have a message for the sheriff. King Richard is back in England, and he's very angry with Prince John and his friends, like the sheriff.
You can go. Tell the sheriff your news.
That's wonderful, said Robin. I can return to Loxley and get my land back. He turned to Marian and said, Then we can get married. Really? She said. Or maybe I don't want to marry you. For a moment, Robin was worried, but then Marian smiled. Of course I want to marry you, she said. All the outlaws laughed and cheered. This is almost a true story. Richard I was King of England from 1189 to 1199. He left England in 1191 to fight in another country, and his brother, Prince John, became the ruler of the country. Prince John was very different from his brother, and many people hated him. Some of them became outlaws, including a person called Robin Hood or Robin Hood. Richard returned to England in 1194 and he gave some outlaws their lands back.
Who takes from the rich and gives to the poor nowadays? Read and choose. 1. Outlaws. 2. The government. That's wonderful! I can return to Loxley and get my land back. Then we can get married.
Really? Maybe I don't want to marry you. Of course I want to marry you.
Hooray!
Yeah!
Land. A letter. A prison. A forest. A river. A bridge. A hood. A deer. Deer. A tree. A bush. Write. Wrote. Take, took. Give, gave. Run, ran. I'll tell you a story about Robin Hood. A rich man with land, but a kind man and good. The king was his friend, but he went far away. His brother, Prince John, took his place for some days. The sheriff of Nottingham wanted his land. Prince John said, OK, you can take it all, and the sheriff was happy. He sent his men round, but they didn't find Robin. They looked up and down. Robin ran to the forest. He thought, I'll stay here. It's a good place for outlaws and a good place for deer. He met a huge man on a bridge, Little John. John said, It's my bridge. No, it's for everyone, said Robin. John tried to hit him very hard, but he fell in the water, then started to laugh. John was an outlaw and took Robin to meet the Merry Men Outlaws and have something to eat. They gave him some meat. It came from a deer. But the deer are the king's, said Robin. Not here, said John. They're for everyone, just like the bridge. The deer belong to the poor and the rich. That gives me an idea, Robin said then. Do rich people come through the forest now and then? They do, Little John said. So we'll stop them and take their money and jewels and send them on their way, said Robin. But John was not very sure. He asked, How does that really help all the poor? We'll take from the rich and we'll give to the poor, said Robin, and so the poor will have more. The outlaws said, "Yes, that's a very good plan. Please be our leader. You are the best man." The next day, a carriage with a rich man came through the forest. He was there with a beautiful woman too. The outlaws took money away from the man, but Maid Marian said to the outlaws, "You cannot take my jewels, but you can take me. You're outlaws, I know, and I want to be an outlaw as well. I don't want to go down and marry a man in Nottingham town." One day, good King Richard came home again, and Robin said, "Now I can get back my land, and we can get married." Maid Marian smiled. "I'll give you my answer after a while." Robin was unhappy, so Marian said, "Of course I will marry you," and that's the end.